Welcome to the Pharma Forum podcast. In this episode, I met with Florian Schnapphoff, VP of Enterprise Commercial Strategy at Veeva Europe, for a conversation on the sidelines of Reuters Pharma Europe in Barcelona, exploring the topic of commercial strategy and digitalizing commercial operations. From medical affairs to technology as a puzzle piece in bettering patient outcomes from start to finish, and exploring commercialization cycles and an increasing sense of urgency, Florian and I discuss launch and specialized medicines, HCP engagement, and the role of digitalization in this. Speed, targeting, digital, speed again, both the macro and the micro levels have to be considered, and the criticality of partnership between stakeholders therein. Our conversation comes to a close on what perhaps will and will not change as we accelerate further into the future of this landscape, transformation facilitated in so very many ways by technology. For Florian, there is no post-digital endpoint as such or as yet. Indeed, technology is, he says, becoming an ever more natural part of the relationship, our crucially human centre remaining focal. As ever, thank you for listening. This is web editor Nicole Raleigh, and today I'm speaking with Florian Schnapphoff, VP of Enterprise Commercial Strategy at Veeva Europe. We're not quite literally on site at Reuters Pharma Europe, but we are in Barcelona, only in a quieter location just down the road for a more suitable recording space for a one-on-one on the topic of commercial strategy and digitalizing commercial operations, particularly when it comes to such transformation for large customers in the industry. Before we begin, though, Florian, perhaps you could tell listeners a little bit more about your journey to today and the path followed to what you do at Veeva.
Of course, happy to. First of all, thanks for having me, Nicole. So what's my story? I'm actually not a doctor. I sometimes regret that I didn't study medicine. Someone in my family did. But I went down the business and business computer sciences road. But nevertheless, quickly found my love life science industry, I would say. Early on in my career, did some consulting work, Salesforce effectiveness, it was called back in the day. And that became a theme, I would almost say. So stayed in consulting for quite a while, many years, looked to McKinsey, among other things, and concerned myself with launch topics, worked a lot on launch. Medical affairs is an important link between the clinical and the commercial world. But also clinical development. I guess the theme in the things I was doing over the years, looking at it retrospectively, was how to bring medicines to patients more quickly, more efficiently, so they can benefit from the innovation of the industry. And one important part of that is technology, I realized over the years. It's an important puzzle piece. It's not the only one, but it's a sizable one, an important one. And that led me further on to Veeva, actually, because it's a place where I can double down and focus on technology in the life science industry. And I've been leading for a little while our DACH region, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, in the commercial medical space. And I'm now working together with our largest customers in Europe to understand what it is they intend to do in the future, how Veeva can support them, and where we may need to focus in order to do so. So that's me.
Thank you for that layout. And I really like this idea of technology as the puzzle piece that can solve a lot of problems. So we're now at day three, the final day of Reuters Pharma Europe this year. And obviously conversations have been circling around problem solving, if you will. So what have you been hearing when it comes to commercial strategy and the digital possibilities this year at Reuters? I mean, making global strategy a local reality has certainly been one theme I've been hearing.
Yeah, so it's been an interesting conference indeed, as you say. Maybe I briefly mention three themes I took away. There was one interesting theme that was mentioned by pharma leaders repeatedly, which is commercialization cycles of medicines are compressing, they're shortening. And that means that a pharma company has less time to actually bring their drugs to market successfully, has less time to recoup on the R&D investment they've made. And this puts forward new questions to technology and what technology needs to do. And it increases the urgency, dials up the heat, I would almost say. So that was an interesting theme I heard a few times. A second theme, which came from some of the research that was presented, I found interesting and confirming and comforting, to be honest, is that HCPs actually, to a very large degree, more than 90%, we had a survey presented, want to engage digitally. We are always wondering in the industry how much digital should play a role in our channel mix, in our go-to-market models. It seems, and we've been talking about that for quite a few years, if you agree. But it seems HCPs are ready. It's just a question of getting it right. So that was reassuring. And the third one, there was an interesting panel discussion around turning technology from a mere business enabler into a business driver. So how can technology, we talked about the puzzle piece, right, become maybe slightly more driving? So these were interesting themes, I thought, and I do need to think about it a bit more, but it was quite stimulating.
Oh, there's certainly interesting themes, and I like this idea of a business driver, not an enabler. Mm-hmm. So if, as you say, that urgency, that need for acceleration, it seems ever to increase. I mean, we're going to get to the point, I don't know, one day where it will just be the blink of an eye. But, okay, so what of the rise of specialty medicines and how these are affecting drug launches? I mean, I was at the Economist Impact Cell and Gene Therapy Summit earlier in the week, and though the treatments very much exist, actually getting them into the hands of patients is another matter entirely. So patients have certainly been a central, necessary, vital, as they should be, theme at Reuters this year. But what role can partnership between industry and healthcare perhaps play?
First of all, if I briefly think about specialty medicine and specialty care, it's an ever-growing area, right? So there's about more than 50%, more than 55% of the R&D spend globally actually goes now into that area, which is up significantly from just a few years ago. And there is, I think, a combined 8,000 or more drug candidates in the pipelines of the pharmaceutical industry in specialty drugs, of which about 70-75% have the potential to be first in class. So this is a big part of the future of pharma specialty care, right? The EMA alone approved 77 medicines in specialty care with new substances just last year. So this is really, really important. And it does have a few implications, and I'll come to your questions in a second. The one implication is because the drugs are becoming more complex and ever more specialized to certain disease areas, it also means that the patients and the patient populations are shrinking. So the medicines themselves are relevant for less patients. And with them, the doctors who are treating those patients. It also means that there will be more launches, right? We've got more specialized treatments. So the number of launches is increasing. And all of this needs to be brought to market. So the information need, the need to understand these specialized treatments, these more complex treatments on behalf of the HCP is becoming more urgent, right? Doctors will need to keep up because they will need to make the treatment decision. And it is essential that the doctors receive the right information at the right time through the channel they want it, ideally, because that's how they probably can digest it best. So this is the environment in which we're acting, and that's becoming more and more of a reality when these drugs come to market. And I think just two things that will be important here from also from a technology perspective is finding the right KOLs, the right HCPs to actually talk to. So who are these people who form opinions, who treat patients, and what do they need to understand? What is their information need? And then the second one is to actually keep that up to date, right? Because the industry and also KOLs and doctors and their interests are moving very quickly. So we need to have an up-to-date understanding also on behalf of the pharmaceutical industry. So that was just, sorry, a longish introduction, Nicole, but to your partnership question in particular, how can we bring medicines to patients? I think there's probably, I'd like to think about it in two levels. There is a macro level, and then there is more of a micro pharmaceutically focused level. The macro level is we need to become better at actually making medicines widely available. This is the approval timelines, for example, of the agencies out there are sometimes very long. There is a big landscape of different legislations, even here in Europe and worldwide, it's even more, who either make drugs available once they come to market very quickly, within a few days. Germany is a good example, right? Availability and reimbursement on day one. But then there's other markets, just from Europe, Romania is a good example, who make drugs available within 2 years. So that means that patients in Romania don't have access to a certain treatment, albeit it exists, while patients in Germany and other countries do have access very quickly. I think this is something that we need to work on as a society, where partnership between the players in the entire healthcare system, politics, payers, also the pharmaceutical industry, regulators is important at a macro level. At the micro level, I think it's more about the pharmaceutical industry understanding the needs, as I was just mentioning, of the doctors and what they need to actually make a treatment decision, right? I think this is something that the pharmaceutical industry can drive more by itself. So going and talking to the right people, to the right doctors, to the right opinion leaders who can shape and disseminate opinions, but then on the other hand, also approaching them at a convenient time through a convenient channel. So these are important things, because otherwise the information doesn't get where it should get.
Absolutely. So if we think a bit further about this facilitation of HCP engagement and the understanding, indeed this understanding of the treatment pathways and how HCPs can treat with these new drugs coming, has been discussed at length at Reuters this year. So on this point that you mentioned earlier about HCPs actually wanting to digitally engage, which is suiting this faster landscape, can you perhaps expand, discuss the effect on the launches themselves and indeed how Veeva can facilitate it?
Happy to. So I was actually speaking to one business leader who has, here at Reuters, who has a range of really important launches coming up as of 26, 27, and then the years thereafter. Now, what's top of his mind is this pre-launch phase that his company is in right now. And I think that's actually the same for many, many of the companies. We were talking about the rise of specialty care and how many medicines will come to market in the next year. So many companies out there are in very important pre-launch phases right now. And focusing on this pre-launch excellence. So what are the things I can do now already to prepare for these important launches is very much top of mind, takes a lot of attention. And there are quite a few things that can be done and also where Veeva can support. I think one really impactful tool in this pre-launch phase is segmentation and targeting. It's been around forever. Just today, we have a lot of tools who are more advanced, that are more advanced than just a few years ago. So very much data-driven understanding who are the KOLs and the HCPs out there, what is their specific interest, what areas are they active in, but also how digitally savvy are they and want to be approached through digital channels versus more traditional face-to-face channels and others. So this we can do today. Veeva can support also that area. We have some data products who can help with that. Link is just one example. But we're also helping our customers through segmentation and targeting offerings, which we offer as a service. And I think that's one way that pharma can actually prepare for that launch time, because then you spend the effort of your most important commercial assets, which still today is the field force, right? It's one of the most expensive assets that commercial organizations have. They can spend that more efficiently and more targeted, in a more targeted way. And I think that's quite important in that dynamic environment we were discussing earlier.
So some sort of common themes here. Speed, targeting, specificity, digital, coming back again to speed. Mm-hmm. So if we are thinking about the future and this acceleration, I mean, is there going to come a point where, I know I said blink of an eye earlier, is there going to be a post-digital endpoint eventually? I know that's possibly a horror scenario for you. But where next for commercial strategy? You mentioned 2026, 2027. What beyond that point with all the moving cogs at the moment going on, framework-wise, legislation, regulatory, these specialty medicines? It's a lot to conceptualize, but what are your thoughts?
So first of all, maybe let's talk about the things that we believe won't change, actually, because I think it's equally important that paradigm of the industry that there is a patient at the end of the chain who is in need of a treatment. That will not change. That will not go away. There is a human being which is sick and is in need of a treatment. So that's the first paradigm that won't change. Secondly, there will be a doctor who is advising, diagnosing and advising that patient which treatment is optimal for him. He is the, today is, and we believe still will remain in the foreseeable future, the decision maker for the treatment. So that relationship won't change. And then there is the pharmaceutical industry who innovates and researches new medicines and brings them to market and needs to interact with that ecosystem, with the HCP and the ecosystem around them, and ultimately achieving, hopefully, that the patient will receive the right medicine. So this paradigm, this relationship, we believe won't go away in the foreseeable future, right? And this is then what we should use as a starting point, probably also to your question, how will the environment, the ecosystem around that relationship evolve? And also just reflecting a little bit on what was discussed here at Reuters, and I very much agree with that, is that technology will find its way to support in many, many more places, but in a very natural, very unobtrusive way. So becoming part of the day-to-day, even more than it is already today. Yeah, and coming in many more areas and many more moments of that relationship that I was just laying out is, in my eyes, a very reasonable and most probable scenario that we will look at. So I wouldn't call it really a post-digital endpoint. I think if we talk about that, maybe that's really more a philosophical discussion because it's much further down the road, I believe. But I do believe that technology will become a more natural part of that relationship.
Absolutely. That comes round really to the sort of human aspects, doesn't it? So patient ever is central, rightful focus, and technology coming in to be naturally unobtrusive, as you say. So a nice little ecosystem which retains the human. Thank you, Florian. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me, Nicole.
And so that concludes another episode of the Pharma Forum podcast. You can find out more information about this episode, including a download link and information about previous installments of the series at pharmaforum.com/podcasts. The Pharma Forum podcast is also available on iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, and Podbean, where you can find and subscribe by searching for Pharma Forum. Of course, don't forget to visit our website itself, where you can sign up for daily news and analysis bulletins, and follow us on Twitter, or X nowadays, at Pharma Forum. That's all for now. Thank you for listening.